Welcome to IRO Live with host Bob Bay.
Let me just recap real quick what's been going on in our journey through the Exodus. So we left Egypt. We got baptized in the Red Sea when God parted the Red Sea. God gave us water for our thirst, manna for our hunger. And we learned that if we will maintain an attitude of prayer and praise in our spirit, that even though our soul may be doing battle in the valley, our mind, our will, and our emotions may be being attacked from every side, that we will have the victory if we maintain that attitude of prayer and praise. Then we went on and God gave us a covenant, a contract between us, an agreement. And he said that if we listen to his voice and we keep that covenant, that we'll become a special people to him, a royal priesthood. And we agreed to it. We said, yeah, that'll be awesome. And then Moses went up on the mountain, and 40 days later, we decided we're not so sure about this agreement, and we made a God of our understanding, a golden calf, so that our fear and anxiety and worry could be appeased, and we could have something that we believe we understood to make everything better. God was not happy about that. He heard it on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments. And so he said, Moses, you better get down there and do something about them people because I am getting ready to take them out. And Moses said, God, don't do that. Don't do that, God. They're your people. And that's going to look bad. This is all paraphrasing, obviously, from chapter 32. And so they went down, and that's where we find ourselves now in our journey. Let's go on to chapter 33 in Exodus 33. A while back, God was teaching us in Exodus what the covenant was. That was the old covenant. And so we jumped over to Matthew chapter 5 and 6 and 7 and in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We paralleled all of that. And so now we're back here, journey of the Exodus. And God says, it's time to go. It's time to go on to the land flowing with milk and honey that I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I promised your forefathers. It's time to go on to that. But listen, and he tells them, I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to send my angel ahead of you, and I'm going to take out all the people before you. I'm going to drive them out, but I'm not going with you because you're a stiff-necked people. And this is another instance in this case, if you read on through. Actually, let me read this. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it, and I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites and all the other ites, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people. When the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come into your midst, and in one moment, and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments that I may know what to do with you. So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. We're going to see here in our journey, I'm going to go ahead and keep reading on, but what we're going to see here is in our journey now today, as we set out from this place, God always brings his people now today. First, you come to a point of decision to receive Jesus. God does the work of bringing us out of Egypt. But then we receive Jesus and we have to agree to that covenant. And that's where Jesus says when he's asked, what must I do to be saved? And he said, believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And everything that's contained within that, it's not just something we say. That has to be something in who we are to agree to that covenant. And then our journey begins from there. if you notice, in the first part of here, he said that he would send an angel before them to drive out their enemies. And so now, even today, as we go in our journey, God will send an angel before us to drive out our enemies. But there are still battles that have to happen. We're going to talk about that later on. But God is working behind the scenes in order to clear a path for us. He said, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the Tabernacle of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the Tabernacle of Meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was, whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle, that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door and watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose and worshipped, and each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. And he would return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Now, we're going to read here in this next section. This is really interesting. I want to point this out. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Remember back when we were talking about Genesis, I talked about what they would call a Christophany, when the Spirit of the Lord, when this being that looked like a man, looked like just a regular person, he appeared to Abraham. And Abraham talked to him just like a man. Then later on, to Jacob. Jacob wrestled with an angel, but it was the angel of the Lord. So you hear all of this language going on. So when it says the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, I believe it's saying that he was talking to a person. I believe that's the Christophany, that's the pre-incarnate Christ manifest there. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people. You have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, and that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people." We all have to come to that point. Moses is a precursor, or he is a foreshadowing of Jesus as the Messiah, our Savior. And Moses is interceding on the behalf of the children of Israel as Jesus intercedes for us. Moses also takes the position of priest. And so that's also because we're human beings. We've been called a royal priesthood. So now, because we're following along with Christ as Christ did, Moses is giving us an example. And we all have to come to this point to live in the kingdom of God of saying, show me your way. Show me who you are in your way so that I can know you. And so God says, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. So Moses has pleaded with God, asked him to go. He's interceded for the people. Then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. He knows Moses by name. He knows us by name. So Moses said, please show me your glory. And then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, I cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. I mean, we just read a couple of verses beforehand where Moses talked to the Lord face to face. as a man, as a friend. Let me finish reading this part off. And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock. So it shall be when my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. In our life, in our journey, this, what he's described in this, is as they prepare to launch out in this new covenant, it's the old covenant to us, but in the new covenant of that, they're launching out, and God is saying, listen, you need all of me. And they give examples. They give examples of the presence of God by his Spirit. They give examples of the body of God, the Lord in the pre-incarnate Christ. So we need Jesus, we need the Spirit, and we need the Father, which is the embodiment, the fullness of the Godhead. But there's that aspect of him that we can't see because it's too holy. It would kill us if we that full amount. But still in this journey, we must have all three. And what they're doing is they're talking with us. I'm saying they, but really, remember, we go back to we are triune beings, body, soul, and spirit, all together in one. God is Father, Son, and Spirit. He's all together in one, but somehow he's able to manifest separately, and we can't understand that. Because the idea of us separating our spirit or our mind or will or emotions from our body, there's just no way we can do it, you know, because we're finite beings. So God is saying in this, listen, you need all of me. You need to walk with me. You need to listen as I guide you. And we're going to find out as he leads them with this pillar of fire and smoke. We're going to have to be paying attention to him. We need to know Jesus as a friend. What does that mean? It means that we're willing to be vulnerable and speak to him. We can talk to him when we have questions, when we have concerns about our life, when we're worried about things, when all of that stuff. We talk to him as a friend and we say, Jesus, listen, I'm feeling this way about this. I'm thinking about this. God, Jesus, this is concerning me. I don't know what's going to happen in these situations. Or, I have these things coming up, Jesus. I need your wisdom to take care of this and be able to navigate these things in my life. We have to talk to him completely. It's not just the thing of his holy presence out there somewhere. And it's not just the thing of sensing his presence to be led in life. We have to know him, and he has to know us. We talked when we were talking about the covenant in Matthew chapter 7. There was that point where Jesus said, listen, in those days, there'll be those that say, Lord, we prophesied in your name, and we did these things in your name. We did all this stuff in your name, cast out demons in your name. We did all this stuff in your name. God will say in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. Has to be a relationship. There has to be this point where we are talking to God, he's talking to us, and we're listening. In everything that we're doing, he is a full part of our life. That's the only way that we'll be able to be successful in life. That brings us to the end of chapter 33. We're beginning our journey now. Once again, we're not beginning. We're once again heading off in our journey towards the promised land. Doesn't mean everything's going to be wonderful. Actually, things are going to get tough. But we're on our way. God, I'm asking that everybody who hears this would begin to speak to you as a friend, face to face, as Moses did. We know that now, God, because you sent your son to die for us, that we can have that kind of relationship, that you want to come talk to us face to face. And there's a time for us to observe your holiness. Then there is a time for us to spend time with you as a friend. There's a time to follow your leading. Help us to understand, God. Give us wisdom. Help us to let go of the things that separate us from you, that we can have a deeper relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Please comment and subscribe for upcoming podcasts. To order your copy of My Real Life, go to the Take Action page at our website, reallifeministries-stl.com, or go to Real Life Ministries STL on Facebook.